Pinocchio!
Long, long ago, there lived an old toy maker named Geppetto. Tick, tick, tock, tick, tick, tock, went all the clocks in his shop. When he worked, Geppetto felt happy. When he took rest, a sad feeling came over him.
All my life, and I have no child to call my own.
One day, Geppetto carved a puppet from wood in the shape of a boy. He cut and sewed a nice outfit for the puppet as if it were a real boy. While putting him in the cupboard, he said,
I will call you Pinocchio.
That night, Geppetto lay the wooden puppet down on the bed. From out of the window, a big star twinkled brightly. Geppetto looked out the window to the twinkling star and made an impossible wish.
Oh, bright star, if I could make one wish, it would be that I would have a real boy of my own.
That night, the same big star swooshed right into Geppetto's room. It changed into a blue fairy. The blue fairy flew over to the bed and said to sleeping Geppetto,
Wise Geppetto, you gave everyone happiness by creating beautiful toys and clocks. Now it's my turn to fulfill your wish.
Then she turned to Pinocchio and said,
Little wood puppet, you will be able to walk and talk like a real boy.
She tapped the puppet one time with her wand.
And if you can prove that you are brave and true, someday you will be a real boy.
Pinocchio's eyes opened, and with another spell of the fairy, a cricket appeared. He was dressed mighty fine and could talk.
One more thing. Meet Mr. Jiminy Cricket. He will be your conscience. He will stay with you to help you make wise choices.
And with that, the blue fairy went swoosh and was gone, out of the window and up into the night sky. When Geppetto woke up the next morning, he said,
I will go take my Pinocchio out of the cupboard to finish up some final touches.
But the cupboard was empty. Geppetto was worried, and he began to search the whole house. Suddenly, a voice came from the other side of the room.
Here I am! Papa! Here I am, Papa!
He searches another side of the room and found Pinocchio standing in front of him.
What? You can talk?
Yep! I am Pinocchio, your boy!
How can this be?
He rushed over and swept the wooden puppet into his arms.
Pinocchio, my son!
He said in great happiness. One day, Pinocchio saw some boys going to school, and he said to Geppetto,
I want to go to school like other boys.
Of course, you should go.
But Geppetto did not have the money to buy school books. Later that day, Geppetto came back home with school books.
Now you can go to school.
But Father, where is your warm coat?
With a wave of his hand, Geppetto said,
No need to worry about that. What matters is that you will go to school tomorrow.
Geppetto did not want Pinocchio to know he had traded his warm coat to buy the school books. The next morning, Pinocchio said goodbye to Geppetto. He skipped along the path to school, humming as he went. The cricket rode on his shoulder, happy too. Coming up to them on the path was a greedy fox and a dumb cat.
What a lovely boy you are! And where are you going on this fine day?
I'm going to school. On such a fine day as this, it's too nice to be stuck inside the school. You should come with us to the fair.
He put his arm around Pinocchio's shoulder.
Listen to me. Anything you need to know, you can learn at the fair.
Really?
100%, my boy. I will write it down on bond, and you can take it from me.
Yeah, you should take it from him.
Shut up, you moron. Don't mind him, Pinocchio. Let's go to the fair, and you can see for yourself.
Then Jiminy said,
Pinocchio, he does not know what he is talking about.
The fox flicked his finger and tossed Jiminy Cricket away.
Pinocchio, don't listen to him.
Okay, let's go to the fair.
And off they went. It was an amazing fair. Big Ferris wheel was visible from outside, and there were lots of small and big colorful tents of various toys and food, which Pinocchio had never seen before. By the gate was a man dressed in white. He called out,
Come in, come in, right this way. Get your tickets here today.
With a sad look, Pinocchio said to the fox and cat,
I do not have any tickets.
A man was selling old things at a table near the gate. He called,
Hey, you, Woody boy. Sell me those new school books of yours. That's how you can get some money for your tickets.
The fair was so bright and colorful and exciting that the next thing Pinocchio knew, he had sold his school books for the tickets. Jiminy Cricket, who finally came back, said,
No, Pinocchio, stop!
But Pinocchio, the fox, and the cat did not hear him. They were already inside the fair. On stage, a puppet show was running in full swing.
I am a puppet too. I can dance like that.
Pinocchio jumped right onto the stage and started to dance with the other puppets. Suddenly, the crowd started to cheer.
Look at that puppet. It has no strings.
No strings? Amazing.
Everyone laughed and laughed. They threw coins on the stage. A man named Stromboli, who ran the fair, saw coins flying onto the stage. He was a gypsy and a cruel man who was very greedy.
Well, now,
rubbing his chin,
this puppet with no strings will make me rich.
The next thing Pinocchio knew, he was picked up and thrown into a cage.
Hey, get me out or I will call my papa. He will teach you a lesson.
You think I'm a fool? Ha boy. Scream as loud as you want. I'll never let you go. I was waiting for this day to come. Only you can make me the richest person in the world.
After Stromboli left, Pinocchio shouted for help. No one else but Jiminy Cricket heard Pinocchio's calls.
I'm stuck. How did this happen to me?
It's you who did not listen to me. This is because you were ignorant to me. Now try not to cry. I'm here with you. We'll find some way out of this.
All of a sudden, poof, there was the blue fairy.
Please, can you help me?
Tell me first, how did you get inside that cage?
Tell her what happened.
Pinocchio thinks for a while.
Should I really tell her what happened? What would she think of me?
He decides to lie to the fairy about the incident and then says,
I was robbed.
Is that right? She said with a frown. Pinocchio's nose began to grow.
Yes, robbed by 2 men. No, 4.
The nose grew more.
They took my books. They made me come here. And they threw me into this cage.
His nose grew longer and longer until Pinocchio could see nothing in front of his face but one big giant nose and birds nesting on it.
Why is my nose so big?
Pinocchio, you must know what the truth really is.
I guess so. I wanted to come to the fair. I came here with a fox and a cat.
The nose grew shorter, and the nest fell off.
I had to sell my books to get some tickets.
Had to?
I mean, I decided to sell my books to get tickets.
The nose got shorter.
Then someone put me in this cage.
The nose was back to normal.
Good job, Pinocchio.
Well done. Now I will get you out of here.
With a wave of her wand, Pinocchio was out of the cage.
Here are your books.
And Pinocchio was holding the same new school books in his hands again.
Know this. You are on your own from now on. Make sure you do the right thing next time.
After this conversation, the blue fairy vanished. Pinocchio was back on the road to school. A coachman with a beautiful white horse drove up. He had an astonishing buggy attached with horses, which advertised Pleasure Island on it.
Hey, kid, how about a ride?
No, thank you. I am going to school.
He'll ride a lot faster with me. He'll ride a lot faster, all right, but not to where he thinks he's going.
All right. I want to get to school right away.
When Pinocchio was inside the coach, the coachman said,
Say, kid, why do you think boys like to go to school?
To learn things and to grow up, I guess, so we can do what we want.
Well, what if I told you you could do what you wanted right now?
Right now?
Yeah, think about it. Skip the books. Skip the school. Right now, how would you like to have all the candy you can eat?
All the candy?
Yeah, ice cream, candy of every flavor. All this and more at Pleasure Island.
Pleasure Island?
Best place in the world for boys like you.
Don't listen to him, Pinocchio.
Why wait? I know just where Pleasure Island is. This is your lucky day, kid. So what do you say?
Let's go there. I'm going to Pleasure Island. Here we go again. This boy is never going to understand.
After a while, the coach stopped. As Pinocchio looked around, he got excited. For everything the coachman had told him was true. Heaps of candy all over. Tubs of ice cream in every flavor. Boys like him could eat and eat and play all day. None of them had to work or clean up. But after a few days, something was odd. So he asked Jiminy Cricket,
Where did all the boys go? All I see now are donkeys. I must say, there used to be more boys around here.
Just then, one of his ears turned into a donkey ear. Then, his other ear popped into a donkey ear, too.
Oh, my! What is happening to you? I don't know. Hee-haw! Hee-haw!
Pinocchio and the cricket saw a line of donkeys led by a coachman onto a truck.
Oh, no! Now I get it. Boys get turned into donkeys here. Then the donkeys are sold. Pinocchio, we have to get you out of here fast while we still can. Let's go. Hee-haw, hee-haw. Run, quick.
They ran out of Pleasure Island. Soon they were at a dock by the ocean. Pinocchio called out to a man by the dock.
Please, sir, I'm looking for an old man named Geppetto. Do you know him? Hee-haw, hee-haw.
Sounds like you're getting a bad cold. Geppetto. Oh, yes. That's the old man whose son left one morning and never came back. The old man went out on a boat to look for him, and no one has seen the poor fellow since.
Oh, no! This is entirely my fault. Hee-haw, hee-haw. I must look for my father. I will find you, father.
Pinocchio jumped off the dock into the ocean. The cricket jumped in, too, close behind. Most of Pinocchio was still made of wood, so he could float on the ocean. While paddling the water with his arms, he called his father several times, but there was no answer. All Pinocchio could see around him was blue water everywhere, until something was rushing up towards him, something big and very fast. In a moment, a giant whale was upon them. It opened its giant jaws and with one gulp swallowed Pinocchio. Rushing inside with all the seawater tumbled Pinocchio and the cricket. When they came to a stop, they saw that they were in the dark belly of the whale.
"Are you okay?"
said Pinocchio to the cricket.
"I'm fine."
"Wait a minute, Father. Is that you? Father, Father, it's me, Pinocchio."
"Pinocchio? My son! I thought I was dreaming."
They hugged in joy. Pinocchio was sorry for leaving him alone, and Geppetto was happy to find Pinocchio back.
"I am so sorry, Father. I have realized my mistakes and will never leave you alone again. We must get out of here."
"I have an idea. Let's make a fire that will get us all out of here."
They gathered driftwood, which was mistakenly swallowed by the whale, and they got a fire going.
"This is how we can make the whale sneeze."
Pinocchio waved his arms over the flame to make a lot of smoke. Soon, clouds of black smoke were rising up. The whale gave a cough, and then,
achoo!
In one big sneeze, Pinocchio, Geppetto, and Jiminy Cricket flew out of the huge whale's hole. Rolling over and over above the seawater at last, they landed on the shore. Then, in a flash, the blue fairy appeared in front of them.
"Pinocchio, you saved your father. You made the right choices by listening to your conscience and proved that you are both brave and true. And now, you will be a real boy."
Blue Fairy tapped Pinocchio's head with her wand. Pinocchio looked at his soft arms and soft legs.
"Father, look, I'm a real boy."
"That you are, Pinocchio. You're real."
The Blue Fairy turned to the cricket and said, "His work is finished here." In a flash, the two of them were gone. And Pinocchio and Geppetto lived happily ever after. The end.